Digital rights advocates are calling for everyone to get and use a virtual private network when using the internet. Today is the deadline for internet providers to be compliant with the country's metadata retention scheme, which was passed 2 years ago. If you're worried about that data retention, virtual private networks or VPNs can hide online browsing information from internet providers. Will Ockenden reports.
For internet providers and telecommunications companies, today is the day to be ready for metadata retention laws. They were passed 2 years ago and force ISPs and telcos to keep and store information generated by customers calling, texting or using the internet. Digital rights activists are still campaigning heavily against the laws and have called today Get a VPN Day and are urging internet users to use a VPN to avoid the metadata retention scheme.
So today is the first day of mandatory data retention in Australia, and so we've recoined it as the day that you need to get a VPN to protect yourself from what the government are looking at what you're doing online.
Tim Singleton-Norton is a digital privacy advocate with Digital Rights Watch.
VPN is probably one of the best ways to try and get around the idea of your internet provider providing all of the metadata engagement that you do online to your government. It allows you to have an anonymous surfing profile, which is one of your rights under a right to privacy.
What is metadata? What kind of information is being collected?
The metadata is all the information surrounding the content of anything you do online. So it's not the actual things you write in your email and your text messages or what you're saying on a phone call, but it is where you did it from, when you did it, to whom, how often, things like location services or telco towers. It's all the information surrounding those interactions.
And so then how does using a VPN protect you?
The usual way that you would engage with a telco is that you connect to your ISP and then the ISP will connect you on to what you need to do. Now, the problem there is that under the Metadata Retention Act, the ISP is bound to collect all that information. What a VPN does is it sits in between you and your ISP. So all your ISP sees is you and the VPN and nothing else.
But saying people should get and use a VPN is one thing, actually doing it is another. Troy Hunt is an independent security researcher based out of the Gold Coast. He says while VPNs do protect people, they need to be set up and used.
The reality of it is, as good as an idea as a VPN is, there is some overhead to running a VPN. So you've got to have it running on each device that you want to protect traffic on. There's some latency involved, so you might find that your connection is slower. So it doesn't really make sense in practical terms to run it every single hour of the day. And the trick now is to think about what are the sorts of browsing I might do where privacy is actually a lot more important.
Troy Hunt says there's also the issue of trust.
Well, what you've got to remember with a VPN is that you are now entrusting your traffic to another party. So just last week, we saw a dodgy VPN provider pop up that was obviously a scam. You're really handing over all of your traffic to them to be able to inspect, intercept, possibly inject nasty things into.
For ISPs, complying with the laws is mandatory. But for law enforcement, getting a warrant to access metadata isn't. Tim Singleton-Norton says for that reason, getting a VPN is worth it.
You're right. It does actually create some sort of an impediment in some circumstances. The technology is getting better. It's quite easy to put a VPN on your mobile phone these days.
He rejects concerns that encouraging people to get a VPN could help terrorists or criminals avoid capture or detection.
I mean, in terms of whether or not we're actually aiding and abetting the wrong people, it's that age-old question again, is it better to have draconian laws that impede the wider population in order to capture a few, or is it better to have a rights-based approach where we actually ensure that we have freedom of speech and freedom of expression for everyone?
In a statement, the Attorney General George Brandis says that metadata is the basic building block of nearly every counter-terrorism, counter-espionage and organised crime investigation.
Will Ockenden reporting.